From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sean Mulkerin in the Altamont Enterprise profiles the four candidates who want to be elected in New York's 46th Senate District. Democrat Michelle Henchy, Republican Richard Amador, Green Party candidate Robert Alft, and write-in candidate Gary Greenberg. Henchy is from Saugerties and is the daughter of Maurice Henchy, who once represented the area in Congress. Conservative Richard Amador is a resident of Rensselaerville and a longtime member of the town's planning board. Alft is a Voorheesville resident, and Greenberg is a Greene County resident who mounted an unsuccessful campaign in the Democrats' primary. The district covers all of Greene County and parts of Ulster, Albany, Schenectady, and Montgomery counties. Henchy has received 1,766 contributions, totaling $446,000. Amador has received 113 donations, totaling $90,847. Greenberg's $19,926 came from 52 different contributors, but $12,500 came from Greenberg himself. The Altamont Enterprise did not report any campaign fundraising information from Alft, and there does not seem to be any information on New York's website. Amador is from Rensselaerville in Albany County and recently retired from the New York State Police after 31 years. He was the head of the Troopers Union the last 4 years of his tenure. Amador said, and I quote, "Taxes are too high in New York. We need to be fiscally responsible in good times so that when we do have emergencies, we can weather the storm, so to speak," end quote. Henchy graduated from Cornell in 2009 and worked in communications for 10 years and helped on Antonio Delgado's 2018 campaign for Congress. Henchy is interested in reforming the property tax system. She said, and I quote, "Right now, owning property, we're penalized," end quote. Many people who make less are paying more in property taxes than people who live in cities, according to Henchy. Greenberg is from New Baltimore in Greene County, is known for working for several years for the passage of the Child Victims Act and Aaron's Law. Greenberg is interested in New York raising additional revenue from sports gaming online. He says New Yorkers are, and I quote, "crossing the border with their phones," end quote, to bet on sporting events online while New York State is missing out on hundreds of millions in tax revenue. Alp lives in Voorheesville and drove a bus for the school district there from the year 2000 to 2017. He says single-payer health care would be, and I quote, "a great thing for New York," end quote, and is also in favor of ranked choice voting. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskills Central School District Administrators and Board of Education Thursday, October 22nd, marked the start of the district's $40.8 million capital project. Superintendent Ronell Cook said the project received approval in early 2019, and it was initially scheduled to begin in late June, but was delayed due to the pandemic. Cook said, and I quote, "We're hoping for a warm winter so we can get a lot of work done. We're very pleased to begin this process to bring 21st century learning to our students and community," end quote. The state will reimburse the district 69.5 cents for each eligible dollar spent. The remainder of the cost will come from $4 million the district set aside in a capital reserve fund and from issuing bonds the district will repay over a 15-year period, according to the district. Cook said, referring to the state aid, and I quote, "That's huge for us. This is definitely a return investment. It's a great day in Catskill," end quote. Cook said contractors will be on site next week to start phase one of the project, which will include a new middle school gym, a track upgrade, and converting the soccer field to a turf field. The district hired BBS Architects, landscape architects and engineers, and the contract manager for the work is Triton Construction. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for Spectrum News. A majority of New Yorkers believe Governor Andrew Cuomo is doing a good job handling the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, according to a Spectrum Networks LPSOS poll released October 21st. The poll of more than 1,400 New York adults found 67% either strongly or somewhat approve of the job Cuomo is doing handling the ongoing pandemic, while 28% do not. Cuomo remains generally popular among state residents with a 65% job approval rating. The majority of those polled named the pandemic as the most pressing problem facing the state. When asked to select three issues from a menu of concerns, 57% chose the pandemic as the top issue, followed by crime, 27%, unemployment, 27%, taxes, 24%, and affordable housing, 20%. Despite the increased unemployment rate, Cuomo also received broad approval on issues like jobs and the economy. 56% approve, 35% do not. The governor receives similarly strong numbers on the plans for sending children back to school. New Yorkers are less supportive of the governor's nursing home policies during the pandemic. 50% approve of his handling of the congregate care facilities, while 39% do not. The poll was conducted from October 7th to October 19th, and you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Tracy Memorial Village Hall in Chatham was evacuated October 21st after an envelope containing white powder was received. The envelope was sent via U.S. mail to the village court at Village Hall. State Police Information Officer Aaron Hicks said the substance was found to be non-hazardous later that same day. He said no injuries were reported. Police have not disclosed what the substance was. The Village Hall was cordoned off with police tape during the evacuation, but Main Street remained open to traffic. Chatham Village Mayor John Howe said three Village Hall employees who were nearby when the envelope was opened were placed on quarantine as a precautionary measure, but were released in a matter of hours when authorities determined the material was harmless. Howe said the building was reopened and employees went back to work early in the afternoon. This was the second suspicious powder incident in Chatham this year. On January 27th, an employee in the offices of attorney James Kleinbaum on Park Row opened a package that contained a suspicious powdery substance. State police said that substance was also determined to be non-hazardous. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.